Sifu beams with pleasure. Ah, you are a true student. You honor me by writing down my words. Yes, Dan, I will give you suggestions on how to humanize your organization. You may be surprised how easy it is to do, my friend. All it will require is the same kind of consistent effort that you bring to the martial arts. Write down these words, Dan. Truth, wisdom, excellence. You must accept the truth that people possess exalted dignity, exalted worth, and exalted potentiality. You must absorb this truth. Let it color your every thought, word, and action. Then you must exercise the wisdom to recognize and celebrate the untapped potential in your purpose partners. Teach them, tirelessly educate them about the excellence of their gifts, and work to create a culture that celebrates that excellence. Note this too, Dan. The best practices come from the best beliefs. The excellence of your philosophy will be demonstrated by your purpose partners. Do not call your staff my people. Instead, refer to them as my purpose partners. Sifu nods towards Dan's day planner and Dan makes note of the phrase. Sifu's eyes are very bright. One of the best ways you can demonstrate those beliefs, Dan, is by using something I call the pyramid of people power. If you make these words a part of your daily conversation, all day, every day, and use them with real sincerity and belief, you should see those numbers which have been so troubling, the ones your financial officer provides you, change for the better. May I write in your book? Of course. Dan quickly slides his day planner across the table to Sifu. Sifu turns the book so Dan can observe as he writes, then quickly sketches a pyramid. He looks up, his eyes fairly burning into Dan's. Dan, these are some of the most important words in the English language that a human being can ever hear. They are the words that turn dispirited drones into driven dynamos. They will turn powerless performance puppets into powerful purpose partners. Are you ready? If anything, Dan's intensity exceeds Sifu's. Please, teach me how to change the way I lead. I will teach you how to become a people-first leader, Dan, and how to make your company become the purple tile on the gray wall. In other words, you will differentiate yourself from all the spiritually impoverished companies by putting people first. You will become the kind of leader that the room lights up, radiates, and glows when you walk into it. Both men laugh with delight. Sifu resumes his writing and quickly completes the pyramid of people power. Yes. Thank you. I need you. I believe in you. I am proud of you. Dan stares down at the paper, then glances quizzically at Sifu. Sifu, you use these words with us all the time during class. Sifu smiles and nods. Perhaps you thought I was going to give you a complicated formula? Dan, has it occurred to you that every man, woman, and child alive goes through life with the letters MMFI stamped on their foreheads? MMFI stands for Make Me Feel Important. Every human being needs to know that who they are and what they do has meaning and significance. It has been said, only meaning arouses energy. One of the chief responsibilities of every leader is to communicate as often and as clearly as possible to each one of his purpose partners, I believe in you. You are significant. Your contributions are meaningful and highly valuable. Sifu shakes his head with some distaste. I meet many business leaders who are far more impressed with themselves than they are with the people they employ. That is not the way of greatness. My Sifu was one of the top champions in China, yet he was perhaps the most humble man I have ever known. The message of his Kun was not Sifu first. We never sensed that he believed, I am the Grand Master. I am the greatest. Bow down and worship me. Rather, his message to us was, every student has exalted worth, exalted dignity, and exalted potential. Sifu smiles warmly at the memory. He was more impressed with us than he was with himself. He esteemed us more highly than himself. He believed his mission was to bring out the best in us, in every aspect of our lives. And he used these words in the pyramid of people power every time we were together.